The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 20. The Workers in the Vineyard. This story throws light on the kingdom of heaven. A landowner went out early in the morning to hire workers for his vineyard. He agreed to pay each worker the usual daily wage, and sent them to his vineyard. The landowner went out again at about 9 in the morning, and seeing others idle in the town square, he said to them, "You also go to my vineyard, and I will pay you what is just." So they went. The owner went out at midday, and again at 3 in the afternoon, and he made the same offer. Again he went out at the last working hour, the 11th, and he saw others standing around. So he said to them, "Why do you stand idle the whole day?" They answered, "Because no one has hired us." The master said, "Go and work in my vineyard." When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his manager, "Call the workers and pay them their wage, beginning with the last and ending with the first." Those who had gone to work at the 11th hour came up and were each given 1 silver coin. When it was the turn of the first, they thought they would receive more. But they too received 1 silver coin. On receiving it, they began to grumble against the landowner. They said, "These last hardly worked an hour, yet you have treated them the same as us, who have endured the heavy work of the day and the heat." The owner said to one of them, "Friend, I have not been unjust to you. Did we not agree on 1 silver coin per day? So take what is yours and go. I want to give to the last the same as I give to you. Don't I have a right to do as I please with what is mine? Why are you envious when I am kind?" So will it be. The last will be first, the first will be last. The third prophecy of the Passion. When Jesus was going to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside and said to them, "See, we are going to Jerusalem. There the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and the teachers of the law, and they will condemn him to death. They will hand him over to the foreigners, who will mock him, scourge him, and crucify him. But he will rise to life on the third day." The mother of James and John asks for the first seats. Then the mother of James and John came to Jesus with her sons, and she knelt down to ask a favor. Jesus said to her, "What do you want?" And she answered, "Here you have my 2 sons. Grant that they may sit, one at your right hand and one at your left, in your kingdom." Jesus said to the brothers, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the cup that I am about to drink?" They answered, "We can." Jesus replied, "You will indeed drink my cup. But to sit at my right or at my left is not for me to grant. That will be for those for whom my Father has prepared it." The other 10 heard all this and were angry with the 2 brothers. Then Jesus called them to him and said, You know that the rulers of nations behave like tyrants, and the powerful oppress them. It shall not be so among you. Whoever wants to be great in your community, let him minister to the community. And if you want to be the first of all, make yourself the servant of all. Be like the Son of Man, who came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life to redeem many. As they left Jericho, a great crowd followed them on the way. Two blind men were sitting by the roadside, and when they heard that Jesus was passing by, they began to call out, "Son of David, have mercy on us." The people told them to keep quiet, but they shouted even louder, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us." Jesus stopped, called out to them, and asked, "What do you want me to do for you?" They said, "Lord, open our eyes." Jesus was moved with compassion and touched their eyes. Immediately they recovered their sight, and they began to follow Jesus.